Most of the people in the state who recently developed severe lung diseases after vaping say they used e-cigarettes or other vaping devices containing THC, the main active chemical in marijuana. That according to the State Department of Health Services, which continues to track 32 confirmed or probable cases of respiratory issues linked to vaping THC products, including 11 cases that, quote, need further investigation, unquote. Joining us on the final segment of the show to talk more about this, DHS just released this updated information last Thursday, is the Fond du Lac County Health Department's Tobacco Control Program Coordinator, Sandy Bernier. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Greg.
The latest news comes as health groups in the state are stepping up their warnings about vaping products, while the number of related hospitalizations continues to rise in Wisconsin and around the country. So DHS announced, as I mentioned, the THC factor. Does that necessarily, based on your experience and knowledge regarding vaping products, do you think there's a link between THC and the lung diseases?
Well, Greg, I mean, we've known for a while now that pretty much anything you can melt down in a spoon, you can put in some of these electronic cigarettes. So it's not a big surprise, and knowing that THC, the active ingredient, can be four times more potent when they use it this way, it shouldn't be surprising to anybody. But again, going back, these are unregulated devices. There's no real oversight on them. So, you know, access to these devices for minors, young adults, adults in general, is easy to access, and the ability to fill these devices with pretty much anything should be a cause for concern regardless.
Right. Okay. I want to read a little further here. DHS says the connection between the lung issues and THC products is based on interviews with those affected, which found 89% of the 27 people interviewed so far reported vaping THC products, including waxes and oils. Importantly, DHS isn't drawing a connection between the lung diseases and THC itself, but rather the products that contain THC. The Department of Health Services Secretary Designee Andrea Palm says vaping cartridges containing THC, as you just mentioned, may include chemicals or additives that are unknown, unregulated, and unsafe.
Exactly.
It may be.
So it's kind of a recipe for disaster, either way that you look at it. You know, who knows where they're getting the product from? Who knows who mixed it? Who knows if they added other chemicals to it? We already know. We don't know long-term effects basically from using these devices, even with nicotine for adults. So the possibility of on the continuum of harm when you can, you know, mix your own liquid, you know, is an ongoing concern. It was a concern with nicotine, right? Because we know that, you know, there's been 150% increase from 2014 to 2018 for kids using these devices in high school. In middle school, it's been over 200%. So overall, access to a device that is totally unregulated and has the potential to fill it with anything is, you know, it's a serious public health issue.
The Milwaukee Health Department last week issued a health alert warning residents to stop vaping altogether. The American Lung Association in Wisconsin echoed that, calling on all state residents to stop using any vape and or e-cigarette devices immediately. What do you make of that? I mean, that's a serious warning from the association, from the Milwaukee Health Department. How do you think that is going to be received by people who are vaping? Do you think they'll take that seriously or see that as an overreaction?
Well, I think some will take it seriously, some will take it as an overreaction. But if this were, you know, an outbreak with some kind of food source, that food source would be pulled off the shelf, right? I mean, you know, and the point of access, I mean, is a huge issue as well, because there's no oversight. As I said, vape shops are not required to have any type of tobacco retail license. So, you know, and anyone can mix their own. So, you know, I think the real issue here is this could have the potential, and it is already a very public health concern. So, you know, while those advisories are going out, you know, states have the ability to address this issue. They have the ability to regulate these devices. They have the ability to license vape shops. They have the ability to you know, get rid of candy flavors. And I know we're talking about THC here, but there's many things that they could do to help get this under control and put the health of the public first.
And they could do that, I would think. I mean, the legislature has a fall legislative session right now, for example. Couldn't they take action almost immediately? Couldn't the governor call the legislature into special session?
Well, I can't say what the governor can do, but I would say there's been a window of opportunity to do something for quite some time now. So as you know, the Surgeon General came out and said, we have an epidemic with youth, you know, and World Health Organization. I mean, there's been a window of opportunity for quite some time for state leaders to take some action, public health best practices. And we know, again, which I said when we talked about, you know, decreasing conventional cigarette smoking rates. All those best practices. You can no longer have cigarettes and candy flavors. They have to be behind the counter. The only flavor is menthol. You know, we got smoking out of all public places. You know, I guess they're going to have to make a decision and look at, with this potential for harm that goes beyond nicotine, what's going to be in the best interest of public health? And it always goes back to public health best practices. The fact that these are very unregulated devices should be a cause for concern for all community members, even those who are adults and maybe can legally use these. And, you know, the idea of, you know, we're using these to quit former smokers, even the data doesn't support that. So in the interest of public health, there's a lot of potential to address this issue, start regulating devices. And I think, you know, that's an opportunity that's been there for quite some time.
And it's not just in Wisconsin. We're talking about it because it's happened in Wisconsin. But DHS says it's working with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which is looking at more than 200 cases in 22 other states. This is happening all over the country.
Correct. You know, and when the Family Smoking and Prevention Act passed in 2009, the FDA had the ability to start regulating. They rolled that back. You know, since then, there's been some other decisions, but the states have always had the ability to take action on these devices. The liquid nicotine, the licensing, the devices themselves.
All right. The bottom line is, as the Milwaukee Health Department said last week in issuing their health alert warning, if you are vaping, stop. Fond du Lac County Public Health Tobacco Program Control Coordinator, Sandy Bernier. Sandy, great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Greg.